have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Sometimes I get into that intro music and I forget, hey, it's time to start. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. When I do these episodes and record these shows, I always leave plenty of room for inspiration to move in, for that wisdom and guidance and inspiration just to show up. And what I mean by that is I don't allow the ego and personalities to say it's got to be this certain way, it's got to be absolutely perfect, have everything organized, have everything you're going to talk about written out, have everything in front of you that you need, everything that you're going to quote, everything that you're going to make your subject for the day. I just leave room for that greater, grander, fuller expression of spirit through me, or call it what you will. And I share that with you today because this is absolutely one of those days where I have no idea what direction this is going to go in when I hit that record button. And that's okay, because usually what comes out of sessions like these is just wow. And sometimes, So sit back, relax, and enjoy, because I have no idea what's next. But thinking about this a little bit and how we're wired, we have to be careful how we move about our day intentionally or unintentionally, day in and day out, don't we? Because as we understand the power of our subconscious mind, how we're wired and how we work, we have to also understand that it's always working, it's always on, it's always doing what it does. Now, see, you can be one of those individuals saying, well, I don't buy into any of that law of attraction stuff, and well, it's a law, it works all the time, just like gravity, but that's a whole nother conversation. But let's call it something else just for the sake of this particular episode. The power of our subconscious mind is what is always at work and always happening, whether we intentionally and deliberately participate in what it does or not. The subconscious mind is a receiver that of everything that comes in. We get input from our five senses, right? We get input from our environment, and we get input that was just poured into us when we were born, from the day we were born, right? If we just look at the infant, it has no conscious mind that it's using to reason and to will and all that. It just has a subconscious mind, this vessel, and programming is just poured into it nonstop, right? Well, the subconscious mind is always there and always working. It knows no difference between reality and fiction. What it attaches itself to and carries out as the executive faculty in mankind is the thoughts that are held dominant with feeling and emotion. That's why we can worry ourselves sick. That's why you hear people worrying themselves to death. It's a dominant thought and it's held with negative feeling and emotion. Well, the inverse of that is true. The subconscious mind will not ever remain idle. So we have to be conscious of intentionally planting desires in our subconscious mind, desires that we want. And if we don't, it will feed upon the thoughts that reach it, that get into the subconscious mind as a result of our neglect. Okay? So we can just not be on guard at the gate, so to speak, of what's going into our subconscious mind, and stuff gets in there. Maybe it's just in the background and it's something on the constantly negative news network. And we hear that and we attach feeling and emotion to it, and then we start forming thoughts about it. The subconscious mind has no idea whether it's our reality, someone else's reality, and we hold that as a dominant thought, whatever that negative thought that entered into the subconscious mind is. And it's the subconscious mind will create our actions that externalize that. So we have to be very, very, very careful of what we're allowing in to our subconscious mind at all times. Now, as we know this, what do we do? What makes sense to do? Because, see, we think thoughts. We have feelings about those thoughts. Those feelings cause actions, and those actions are creating our results, right? So as we put this all together, and we make a decision and a choice right now that I am going to be on guard. I'm going to focus on what I want as far as my results and what shows up in my life. So I'm going to deliberately hold dominant thoughts of what I want to see made manifest in my world. The point is, you're doing this anyway. Do you want to do this by default, or do you want to do this intentionally and deliberately to create the world that you're living in? And that's as simple as it gets. Think the thought, think the desire, have the goal, have the dream, the aspiration. Decide what that is. Hold it as a dominant thought with tremendous feeling. One way to do this and add the feeling tone in is to feel it real. To close your eyes, to visualize, and put yourself within the feeling tone of the desire. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a physical thing. It could be a state of mind. Say that you've been unhappy or you've been depressed, and the desire is for joy and happiness. And you're just not feeling right now, but you can close your eyes and think about what you would like to feel like. Yeah, that would feel good. And then what you do is you move yourself into it. You move yourself into that image, right? We create in the image and likeness of thought. So we move ourselves into that image. We attach feelings to it. Ah, yes. There's the contrast. This feeling of happiness and joy feels better than the feelings of depression, of unhappiness, right? So we attach ourselves emotionally to that feeling of joy. And we can just go down the list. We can go down the list physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in every area of our lives. Sure, we can do the same thing if we want to make manifest more abundant living around us. So if we want to move into that new condo or their new home, it's the same thing. We create it first in our mind. We create the thought. We create the desire. We attach our feelings to it, and we move into it first in our mind, in our consciousness. And then our actions will start to line up with what we want to see in our physical world. So let's just look at this from the intangible point of view for today. If we want to feel a deeper, more loving connection with all that is, well, first we have to recognize and decide that is indeed what we want. Then we have to hold the dominant thoughts of what that looks like to us, to ourselves. What does that look like if I had a deeper, loving connection with all that is? And you have to decide that. You have to decide that for yourself. Close your eyes, get quiet, and move into the feeling tone of whatever it is you desire. And if you find that really difficult at first, remember that our words have energy, have a vibration, have a feeling tone to them. You can simply say the words. You don't have to necessarily affirm something that you're not feeling right now. So for instance, you can just say the word happy, and happy has an energy or a feeling tone attached to it. You can say the word tranquility, and it has an energy and a vibration and a feeling tone that comes along with it. So you can choose words to start with to simply think about that are different from what is running through your mind like a movie reel that you don't want to focus on, that you just want to eliminate, because we're gonna release those things, but we gotta replace it with something good, right? Just like a diet or a diet for health reasons or anything like that. When we're replacing, taking away the food that we've been eating, right, we still need to be nourished. So we're replacing the food we did eat. We have to replace it, right? Something has to take its place. So we replace it with something that's more nourishing, that's going to support the objective of the reason why we're changing our diet in the first place. So it's the same thing with our thoughts. We eliminate the negative thinking. We eliminate thoughts and stories. And boy, as human beings, do we love to just fill in the blanks. We might hear a little piece of a story, or the boss was talking in secret. You know, he could have been planning a birthday party, surprise birthday party for his wife or his accountant. But since we saw that boss talking in secret, what happens? We develop it and develop it and develop it and develop it. I'm getting off point here. The point is to replace those thoughts, those words that keep coming up in your mind, with words that are supportive of the energy you want to feel, of the nourishment that you want in your life, of what you want to see made manifest in your world. So remember, it's always at work. It's always at work. Our thoughts are creative. We're receiving input all the time. That's why we have to be on guard. What are we attaching ourselves to when it comes to our thoughts, emotionally and with feeling tone? That's why it's so important to respond rather than react, to take a breath rather than react, and then respond appropriately as we detach our emotions from some input that is initially perceived by the ego as negative. So just think about this a little bit. Don't overanalyze it as you go through your day, but just think about it. What is this thought? What is this input that I'm taking in? You are the filter. You are the guard. You get to decide what you want to accept and filter through into your subconscious mind. We have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Every day. That's a lot. It's a good thing that not everything we think about we become. Otherwise, I'd probably be a piece of chocolate cake. But anyway, seriously, we want to take what we want, release all the rest, just even do a physical motion with your hand, brush it away. No, don't want that input. Nope, don't want that input. Nope, don't want that input. Ah, that feels good. Ah, that's what I want. Ah, that's what I want to experience more of. Ah, that's what I want to hold as a dominant thought and concept, and as the desire. Then it turns into a desire. Then we're attaching that feeling tone, right? You get it. I think you get it. So you take that, and then you move it. And this is how we work on our big dream goals. through decision, deciding what we want and holding it as a dominant thought. But when we're not thinking about our big dream goals, or if we haven't got that far where we made a list of what we want to experience in our lives, we got to be very, very careful of what we're allowing in. What are we allowing to filter into our subconscious mind? Because it'll control us. Because remember, we're thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, and our actions create results. Just remember that if you take nothing else away from today. Thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, actions create our results. Change the thoughts, you're going to change the results. That's how it works. That's the law. There's a whole bunch of little ones within that, but that's it. Hey, we're running out of time for today. Just wanted to thank you again for listening in to the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina. Thanks again for listening.